something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a continuation of the message, The Master Soul Winner.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now Jesus is going for tax clearance. Go read about it. You didn't see it? Bible says he went to the tax office. Says he saw Levi, who's called Matthew, in the tax office. What else would he have been doing there? Except for his tax clearance. Because Jesus knew he wasn't supposed to pay tax. And he didn't want to offend anybody. So I gather he must have gone over there to settle issues. Come on, talk to me now. So Jesus met Matthew at the tax office. And what did he do? He talked to Matthew. And he noticed Matthew was the kind of person who had been waiting for an invitation. I tell you, when you meet people at work on your business trips, there are those who are just waiting for an invitation. See? Waiting for an invitation. And the master said, follow me. The Bible tells us, Matthew threw a party and followed Jesus. Glory to God. I want you to follow this glorious master. Every opportunity was to him an opportunity to win souls. That's what he spent his life on. That's what he did all the time. Don't say that you had no time to do it because you went to do your tax clearance. There's a Matthew in that office. Come on now. Yeah. There's a Matthew in that office. Go win him to Christ. Tell that fellow about Levi, who was one in that office. He believe you. Someone is waiting. Waiting for you to say. See, there wasn't much preaching, if you notice, the way Jesus got Matthew. Not much preaching, because it was an office. You see that? At a tax office. So Jesus didn't have to preach much. That's another way of, you know, giving that guy an invitation. Say, would you like to come to church Sunday? It's a quick one. Where is it? Marikeja. Oh, it's at Bagada. Bagada, I'm coming for you in a moment. I drove by your church. I'm coming for you. So, that fellow accepts it. And Sunday, he comes to church. And guess what? He's going to tell many people. That's what Matthew did. He threw a party, called his friends and said, hey, I'm following that man now. Hallelujah. And you see how Jesus won them, how he led them. Now, something more you discover about Jesus, he also began to penetrate the families of his friends. That's another field, you see. When you have a friend, penetrate the family of that friend. Look at Jesus. The Bible tells us in St. Luke's Gospel, I believe, in 14th chapter. Let me read it to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. All right. It's 10th chapter. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 10. Chapter 10. And we read from verse 38. We're introduced to someone here. He says, "Now it came to pass, as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house." You see that? Jesus came to this village and met a woman by the name of Martha. And when Jesus met Martha, she invited him and his disciples. Of course, you'd notice, Jesus was out on an outreach, an evangelism campaign. And this woman received Jesus into her house. She was the first person in the family that Jesus met. What did Jesus do? He penetrated the family. He got across to the members of the family. That's what you must do. That's what you must do. You must get into their families. Now, when I began holding crusades many years ago, I started out with the villages that each member of the group was connected to. I went to their villages. They were my contact with their village. Some of them had never been to the village before. I made them go there because I wanted to have a crusade there. And when we did one, the other one said, "Can we have also?" And so I went. And then we had prayer meetings in their homes. I had prayer meetings in all their houses. Praise God. That's why even today, with the CC members, all of them, their families, we've penetrated all their families. That's what we did. The same thing. All their families. It's very, very important. This is what Jesus did. How can you have a friend and forget about the family? You must look out for an opportunity to win them. That's the Jesus way. Now, he gets to Martha's house, and what is he thinking about? Does she have siblings? Mary is introduced to Jesus. Lazarus is introduced to Jesus. Then their father, his name is Simon. He was a leper. Jesus healed him. Read your Bible. Jesus healed him of his leprosy. And the Bible tells us how that Jesus met with the whole family one time. Come on, turn with me quickly to St. John's Gospel, chapter number 11. Are you there? From verse 1. "Now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of Mary and her sister Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick." Did you see that? I'm just trying to introduce that family to you. Go to chapter 12. In chapter 12 you find, he says, "Then Jesus 6 days before the Passover came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, which had been dead, whom he raised from the dead, where they made him a supper, and Martha served." Martha was always serving. You remember the other time? "But Lazarus was one of them that sat at table with him. Then took Mary a pound of ointment of spikenard, very costly, and anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment." Praise God. That's that family. Would you turn to, to Mark's Gospel, chapter 14. Are you there? I'm reading from verse 1. And after 2 days was the feast of the Passover, and of unleavened bread, and the chief priests and the scribes sought how they might take him by craft and put him to death. But they said, not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar of the people. And being in Bethany, in the house of Simon the leper, where? In Bethany. As he sat at meat, there came a woman having an alabaster box of ointment and spikenard very precious, and she broke the box and poured it on his head. It's the same woman, Mary. She did it in their house. Who owned the house? Simon the leper, the former leper. Praise God. Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy Jebude, 156 Folagbadi Road, Aribabu Roundabout, beside New Glow Office, Ijebude.
Worship with us on Sunday by 9 a.m. and Wednesday at 6 p.m. If you would like us to pray with you or share your testimony with us, kindly call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to info@loveworldradionetworks.org.